You're listening to The Pulse on BFM 89.9.
10:23 this Wednesday evening, you're with Daryl and Othniel. Coming up, a story on how artificial sounds can save the environment.
But the fancy word is acoustic enrichment. So there have been lots of applications when it comes to sounds that goes beyond music, you know, for
Correct.
Speakers. In North America, this thing called the calling cassettes have been used to play animal sounds on loudspeakers, and it's used so that photographers can take pictures of predators in the wild. You know, those predators think there's food and then they'll be attracted to those calling cassettes.
Yeah.
But a bit closer to home, in 2018, Sami Permit installed speakers with nature sounds along the escalators. So if you've been to the top parking floors of Sami Permit, you can hear all those nature sounds.
Walking through the rainforest.
A bit, yeah. You can hear birds chipping away and stuff. And it's to create a soothing, calming effect. It was pretty trippy, actually.
I'm not sure if it's running, but something, I guess, a bit more beneficial than the one in Sami Permit in Ipoh. A similar thing was implemented as well to sustain the bird's nest industry. Recordings of bird calls were played through loudspeakers to attract birds to come. So I didn't know. I honestly didn't think it would work, but, you know, reading all these reports really seemed like it does.
I guess this kind of sounds have been more and more high quality for it to be convincing enough. But recently, there was a group of researchers that have been playing sounds of healthy coral reefs to attract young fish to go to degraded reefs in the northern Great Barrier Reef. So apparently, according to this report, when they played sounds of healthy coral reefs, it would attract fish to make those dead corals a bit more alive, and it will help them moving forward. So we got in touch with coral reef ecologist Mr. Afendi Yang Amri from the Institute of Ocean and Earth Sciences at the University of Malaya to find out more. And I started out by asking him his thoughts on the idea of using loudspeakers underwater to help out coral reefs.
I think it's a great new idea because we need more ideas, more tools to fight against what's happening to the coral reefs, the degradation of coral reefs around the world. But the reports that are coming in is about the using the loudspeakers might be over-marketed. It's not the solution for trying to save coral reefs around the world. It's a very localized thing, and at the moment, it's only for fish.
From what they said, they are trying to boost the fish population, but will it solve the fundamental problem at hand?
It will help, but I don't think it will solve the three main problems for coral reefs, which is the climate change, overfishing and pollution. So right now, using the loudspeakers is one of the tools right now that we can use to attract fish. But the main important thing for coral reefs is actually the coral.
So it's more of a stopgap solution instead of a long-term one.
Yes. It will help in a way, but it's not the solution to everything.
I see. So is it safe to say by boosting the fish populations among the coral reefs that it would help with the natural recovery process of the coral reefs, even for a short term?
Yes, because if this method can attract a lot of the herbivore fish, then it will help the corals because it will eat the algae that is usually at where the corals have died. Because once corals die, then they will have the algae that grows over them. And if that algae is constantly there, new coral babies cannot settle in that area. So if you have this fish that can be attracted by the loudspeakers, then this fish would feed on the algae and clear space for new coral recruits to come in.
I see. Yeah. The team of researchers have been playing sounds of healthy coral reefs, but what does a healthy coral reef sound like?
Good question. If you go to a reef and if you try to remain silent, not on scuba, because scuba you hear the bubbles. If you can just hold your breath, like snorkeling, and then you can hear actually there's a lot of sounds of fish grazing on the coral. There's prawns, the pistol prawns, which is actually the loudest sound in the sea, actually, which makes like clicks, which you can hear. And also the movement of other creatures on the reef. You can actually hear them. So there was a previous publication where actually not all, because this new one attracts fish, but the previous, there was a previous research that showed that the coral larvae also can hear where the reefs are and they will swim towards it.
Do you think something like this would be applicable for our local coral reefs as well?
Yes, I would think so. It will be helpful.
And what other ways can we like help out our local coral reefs?
Well, the first thing usually for individuals is actually don't throw rubbish all around. If you're on the island, don't throw like plastics or create any pollution that can lead into the water as an individual. And if you're snorkeling or diving, just be careful not to hit the coral. That's for the individuals. For like climate change, for CO2, individuals can cut down on their own personal carbon footprint. But essentially, I would think for CO2 or whatever, the greatest impact is for at the government level. That means you have to control how you want to control your carbon, the CO2 emission. So for individuals, it's mostly about pollution and try to visit resorts which has like eco resorts or that has a green stamp on them.
So it's important to choose the resort as well. Eco-friendly resorts.
Yeah, I never thought we'd be talking about, you know, coral reefs so much on a music show, but yeah, that's how we roll.
Sounds right. Just now you heard from coral reef ecologist Mr. Afendi Yang Amri from the Institute of Ocean and Earth Sciences at the University of Malaya.
Yeah, I understand that this experiment has not been carried out yet.
Only in the Great Barrier Reef, but not locally. But
so I'm interested to know if it works here.
I'm very interested to know what kind of brand of underwater speakers they're using.
It's got to be a good one, right?
Heavy duty one. if it can last the ocean, I think it can last the toilets or stuff.
For sure. You're locked into The Pulse, believe it or not, a music show that brings you the latest in music news and the fresh new music. This week though, a break from our usual programming. Not so much fresh music, but I guess our picks for the songs of the decade. This next one comes from English electronic duo Disclosure, taken from 2018, not too long ago. And I guess it's a break from their kind of deep house vibe. This next tune, I read a comment that was really good. Touch of Africa and a pinch of jazz and electronic. Perfect way to describe it. This is Disclosure on The Pulse with Ultimatum here on BFM 89.9.